Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because people ask two questions.
You were there with your wife. I barely saw you. I don't know what you guys
were
doing.
Busy.
Cody was ordering dessert at 2 a.m. back to the room. It was some weird stuff going on.
That's not weird. That's normal.
Really? Mm-hmm. 2
a.m. Also, took way too long to get that dessert. It took far too long to get to the room. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour. Mm-hmm. I'd given up on it by then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even want that dessert at that point. You know? Two things, right? Alex and I think Friday night was probably the most fun on the trip. Everyone, we had a good time at the party. We went to the Knights game before. Just a good day, right? Did the show.
Yeah, thanks to our listeners that came out.
Yeah, went to the Knights game. Great time at the overhang bar at Circa, obviously. And then, yeah, I think I went up to Legacy Club that night, which is like the rooftop bar I told you.
Oh, did you?
And then eventually went, back to my room at a, I don't know, late-ish hour, but for Vegas, maybe not that late.
Mm-hmm.
But while we were at the bar at overhang, Alex's tour guide friend came.
Ooh.
So she did make.
I was working. I was making announcements and everything.
Yeah, you took over the microphone. I didn't even think we had to say anything.
The bartender, I didn't think I had to say anything either. The bartender said, "You work at the radio station, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Here, you take the mic. Why don't you make the announcement?" Because the bartender was actually doing
a good job.
So I made one announcement at the bar, and that was it. I don't know, it was like 20 seconds, and that was it.
Yeah. I would say it was the first hour we were hanging out with different listeners, me, Alex, a few other people. She showed up to support Alex. Knew he was going to be at Overhang, showed up.
I'm stunned she showed up. I honestly had no clue.
They had a long chat at the bar top. What were you guys talking about?
So let's peel back the curtain some more. I told you guys she was the tour guide from the Grand Canyon thing.
Yeah.
Back in March. Hadn't talked to her since. She's the one that added me on Instagram.
Correct.
She saw on Instagram that we were coming to Vegas a week ago.
She reached out to you saying,
are you going
to
be in Vegas? And I was nice, obviously, and responded back. I said, yeah, we'll be in Vegas. And that was kind of it. She continued to see our social media posts, I believe. And I don't know, it was probably 45 minutes or an hour into the happy hour, and all of a sudden, she shows up. Yeah.
And you guys chatted for a while? I got one.
Well, I'm a nice guy. Well, I'm supposed to be in. She drove all the way up. I'm supposed to just ignore her. I'm supposed to not talk.
No.
Of course we talked.
I thought you guys talked for a while. The most interesting part of my trip was I got done at the Legacy Club, Drew. I just want to imagine that any scenario in which it had me arriving 10 seconds later or 10 seconds earlier doesn't end this way. It is 1:30 in the morning. I am walking to the elevator to go back to the hotel room with some friends, Randy and Rye from salon.
Yep.
The four of us are walking back from the Legacy Club, and who do we see come down the elevator? A non-guest, it turns out. The girl from the bar. The tour guide. There comes, did we say her name?
No.
Okay. We'll leave her name out of it. That's not important.
Okay, yes.
She comes down the elevator, and because everyone's been drinking and having a good time, one of the members of our party said, "Hey, where's Alex?" I mean, that's how she said it. "Where's Alex? Where'd he go? Are you guys good? Where's Alex?" And she brushed through the crowd with some quickness. She head down, full of steam. And look, the timing could have been anything.
Cody proceeds to send me a text.
I sent him one text that says, "Hey, man, y'all good?"
What was my response?
You said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And then I said, "Hey, I happened to run into her in the elevator." Just as I was trying to announce.
I think I responded back with some
A facepalm emoji?
Laughing and facepalm emoji. I did, by the way, my other friends, really nice. My buddies can attest to this. That was I think it was at 1 a.m.,
You
went to the party ended, I think, from 11 to 1. There's a question of the timeline on where everybody was at. I'll just leave it at that. And then at 1, I went back out. I went back out to Fremont Street and hung out with my friends.
Okay, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We Like, we hung out for a little bit more and just had, like, a cocktail in the room or whatever. I mean, but we didn't, like, go back out to Fremont. We didn't.
Gotcha.
We didn't.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, I guess that being said, was there any, did your night result in some pleasure?
Oh, gosh.
Don't say
why do you phrase it like that? Why are you phrasing it?
You don't have to phrase it like that.
Yeah.
I only got, you know, I
think anybody listening can
connect the
dots. Can connect the dots.
I did take one photo of the two of you because I was like, oh, you know what? Alex is flirting. We can at least talk about this on the show. And it's just this one photo.
Oh, my. You gave a thumbs up and I'm in the background talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a nice photo of the two of you.
Thank you.
You know, I was happy for you. Mm-hmm. She was very nice. Talked to us for a while. Very nice girl.
She was very nice. She was very nice. It was nice of her to come to the happy hour.
It was.
It's nice for her to stop by.
I couldn't believe that. I just, like, the timing of the
impeccable
elevator trip.
Impeccable.
The fact that.
Almost meant
to
be.
When you sent the text, I'll be honest.
Almost meant to be.
I had not yet left my room to go back out, and I got your text, and, like, legit out loud, I was like, oh. that you happen to run into.
Unbelievable.
Like, yes.
Because otherwise, I could have just come in today and asked questions.
You would have never.
And you could have been like, yeah, you know, who knows, and whatever.
Yep.
It with some, and, like, of course, was like, where's Alex? You're like, she doesn't need this right now. Okay, she doesn't need this right now. This is that, like, because that's just, like, there's no way for you to expect to know somebody coming off of the elevator immediately in that scenario.
Not even kidding, though. My buddies were texting me asking where I was at, and Cody, I had to be like, I have to go back out and meet with them. She wouldn't leave the room.
She wouldn't leave the room. Well, then that probably made our elevator interaction worse.
She wouldn't leave the room.
That ain't great.
Yeah, I have to go back out with my friends. It's 1 a.m. It's Vegas. Let's go. I didn't say it like that, but that was the... Yo. Dude, that, it took a while. Leave the room.
I just, like... That was part of the reason, like, I had to get... It's not me. I had to get my pants back from one of the people we were with. They had to borrow him to go up to the lake.
Hold on. You had to get your pants back? Cody won't even go to pay. You wouldn't even honor your strip club bed. And we're out here talking about. We're talking about specific timeline of my events Friday night. And you won't even pay off your strip club bed. Oh, man. And text line says, is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
On this show.
Not on Kansas City radio, apparently. Not when you were a radio show in KC.
The first question was going to be regarding Mr. Gold.
I can't believe you re-asked the awkward question, though, that you asked on Friday's show.
There's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure. I didn't say it, though. I played it back. Mm-hmm.
Why did you put it that way? That still makes us uncomfortable.
That was my first question. And then the next one would be, well, did you actually go, Cody? Did you actually go to the strip club?
No.
It doesn't sound like you did. Great.
No. Our best chance was probably when we first arrived and we joked about on Thursday, which was the limo driver's like, I used to run those kind of clubs, you know, or whatever. Yeah. That was really the opportunity. Mm.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.